to try and find them. All right.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the August 10th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We have a full council agenda this morning. Let me just map it out for you a little bit. We have citizens signed up for communications up front. We'll do that first. We will then take a couple of time certain items. Time certain means... I'm sorry, you will take the consent calendar, and then we'll take a couple of time certain items. Time certain means no sooner than that time, so we'll try to stick as closely to that as we can. Then we have our consent calendar and our regular calendar as well. Is there anything to be removed from the consent calendar? I don't believe so. And then we're going to reschedule one item from the regular agenda to the afternoon agenda. That is 9:37. So without objection, I'll do that. And if you're here to speak, welcome. We will take public testimony on the items where public testimony is appropriate. If you want to speak on a council calendar item, just let our clerk know and she'll give you an opportunity. We typically try to allow people 3 minutes to speak, and it looks like we might be able to accommodate that this morning. I know there's a student presentation here, so a lot of the people in the room are here for that. If you're here to speak on the council calendar item, you need to only give your name. You don't have to give your address. If you're representing an organization, you're required to let us know that, so please do. We follow the rules of decorum and common sense in this chamber, and that is if you want to show support for somebody's point of view, you're certainly welcome to give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand. If you happen to disagree with them and want to indicate your opposition, a negative hand gesture, a polite one, is appropriate as well. But we ask that we not make vocal demonstrations or applause in favor or against our fellow citizens' points of view in this room. We make exceptions for students and visiting dignitaries, and I think we'll be doing that in a moment. So if you're one of those, you might get a round of applause. Otherwise, we try to keep it calm in here. If you're disruptive in the council chambers or interrupt other people, you'll be initially asked to leave, and if you don't leave, you'll be removed from the council chambers and excluded. So we hope we don't have to do that. We want to welcome everyone, and we'll start with communications item